Thanks for calling AOL. To ensure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded.
If you cannot get connected to AOL and have one of the following products on your computer, please stay tuned for a phone number with solutions to this connection issue. Norton Internet Security, Norton Personal Firewall, Norton Antivirus installed by itself, or Norton Antivirus...
You're still recording this?
If you have one of these four listed products, you may have been impacted by the Norton Antivirus software release on March 15th. Here's the number. Please call 1-866-401-3713.
Okay, that's 1-866-401-3713. Star key logger, me runs.
Yeah.
If your call is regarding something else, please hold. We apologize that you may experience a long hold time today as we manage the results from a possible Norton antivirus error.
Yeah, they're on VoIP.
Are you
calling
a member of
it? Yes.
I think.
Sorry, you're breaking up. So I cannot hear you, you're breaking up. Can you speak a bit louder, please?
Before I transfer... You said you don't have the home telephone number, is that correct?
Yes, I do have a home telephone number.
Sorry, I can't tell whether you said yes or no.
Yes!
No problem. Tell you what, let's find out why you're calling. First, please choose one of the following AOL departments. You can say...
These automatic computing systems suck.
You're calling for technical support, right?
Yes.
Sorry, I can't tell whether you said yes or no.
Maybe. Yes.
I still can't tell whether you said yes or no.
Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? Stupid computer system!
To get you to the right person, I need to ask you for some additional information. Please use your keypad to select one of the following options.
I don't have a hand!
I'm sorry, I'm having so much trouble understanding you. I'll get a consultant on the line. Please hold.
Do not hang up.
Hold on.
Thank you for calling America Online. Hi, this is Rachel. I apologize for your wait, and how may I help you today?
Yes, hello there. I'm having problems connecting to the internet.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, but don't you worry. I will help you with this now, okay?
Thank you very much, madam.
You're welcome. So, for the privacy and security, may I have your first and your last name, please?
Yes, my first name is Adermi. My last name is Adermi Dabigan.
Oh, that's great. And if I understand your concern correctly, you are facing problems while connecting to AOL, right?
Yes, that's correct. The icon keeps bleeping on and off. It's getting very annoying on my nerves. I'm going to destroy the computer if it keeps doing this.
Oh, I got you. You got a valid point, and I really understand your frustration at the moment. But what I will do for you the best, I will connect you to one of our best technicians, because you are in a billing department, and to help you, I will connect you to tech support department, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, madam.
You're welcome, and I really appreciate your patience this point of time. But yes, before I connect you to tech support, please take down their direct number.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one number. Are you ready for that?
Yes, I'm ready for that number.
Sure. The number will be 888-346-3704.
Okay, but the last number is 044.
No, it's 3704.
Thank you very much, madam. 3604. Okay, thank you. 3604.
No, 3704.
Thank you very much, madam. Thank you, thank you. I'll write that down now.
I'll repeat that for you. 888
Yes.
3, 4, 6.
3, 6, 4. And three, four, 7, 0. Or 3, 4, 6. Yes.
3, 7, 0, 4.
Okay, I've got that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I'm going to connect you. So thank you for calling AOL, and take care of yourself. Stay connected. Oh,
thank you very much, madam. Okay, thank you.
Please enter your evening telephone number, starting with the area code.
The holding time for the next available consultant will be 2 minutes or less.
Check emergency.
Thank you for holding. AOL is committed to delivering exceptional customer service and values the opinions we receive from our members. After your call today, you might receive an email survey from America Online regarding your experience with customer support.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Macy at America Online. You've reached technical support. To get started, let me have your first and last name, please.
Thank you very much, madam. Yes, hello, madam. My first name is Jeremy, and my last name is Jimmy Dabigan.
Oh, I do apologize. Can you please repeat that for me?
Okay, the first name is Jeremy, and the last name is Jimmy Dabigan. Do you want me to spell it out for you?
Can you just spell out your last name for me?
Yes, it's A-D-G-I-M-I. D-A-B. I-G-A-H-N. Ademi Dabigan.
All right, thank you. And your first name is Jeremy?
It's Ademi. A-D-E-R-M-E-I. Can you help me with my problem, please? I've been having problems with this old day, and it's getting very annoying.
Oh, I understand that. Well, may I know first your screen name for AOL?
What is the screen name?
Your screen name or email address for AOL.
What it says, my screen name is Windows 2000 Professional on the start menu. Is that my screen name?
Oh. No. Do you have an AOL account?
Yes.
Are you a member of AOL?
I believe I am a member of AOL, yes.
Alright.
Thank you very much, madam.
And so may I know your AOL screen name or AOL email address? Like, for example, jeremy@aol.com.
Let me see if I have that. I wrote it on the back of the Quran. Let me see if I've got it here. Can I wait one moment, please?
Okay.
Alright, it seems to be ADG, and that little sign that looks like an apple with a computer sticking out the side of it, and at A, that O circle thing, and a dot com, something like that. ADGE, I think it is called.
Well, Jeremy, are you right now turning on the computer or trying to sign on to AOL?
I'm not too sure because it seems that anything I type on the keyboard is not coming up on the screen. What actually happened was we had a problem with the system, and something happened with the computer and got to AOL, and the person actually took all the keys off the keyboard, so the internet is not working just now. I'm not exactly sure what to do. I can't get the screen name at the moment. Can you help me, because I really need to get back onto the interweb?
Yes, I understand that. But let me just ask you this. Have you turned on the computer?
Let me see.
Have you opened the computer?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Alright.
I have the computer plugged in.
On your monitor, are you familiar with the monitor, like the TV?
That box, yes, yes, I have that just now.
Alright, can you please tell me what is the background of that TV or the monitor? Is it black?
Well, let's see, it is, it's got an apple on the top corner, but it's got a little picture on the front that says Windows 2000. It seems to be different from what it was before, but I can't do much else because it won't let me access it. I tried to click the button many times, but it just will not work. I'm getting very frustrated at this. Excuse me, Mrs. Are you there?
Yes, all right. Jeremy, again, have you opened the computer? Do you see the light on the tower?
Well, we have actually opened the computer itself to try and fix the problem, but we didn't have a screwdriver, so we thought we'd try and technical support, but I think it is switched on at the moment, as you say.
Alright, can you please tell me, are you familiar with the tower of the computer, like the box?
Yes, the box that keeps everything like the soft disk drive and the network communicator device.
Alright, Jeremy, can you please tell me, is it turned on, or the light, is it lighting?
Yes, there's some lights on the front of the box.
And how about on the TV, on the monitor, do you see the light?
I see one small light.
The green light?
It's an orange light.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, madam. Yes.
Alright, thank you, Jeremy. Now, on your TV, do you see there the start button on the lower left-hand corner?
Let me take a look. I do see a button at the corner with a little box that's not in the right shape, and it says S-T-A-R-T, start, yes.
Yes, start button. Do you see now it?
Yes, it is there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, madam.
And then on that TV or monitor, can you please tell me, do you see there an AOL.com or AOL icon?
Let me see. It just says Windows 2000 Professional Programs, Documentation, and Settings. That is all I see on it.
Do you see there an AOL icon?
No, I don't.
It's like...
Yes?
Alright. When was the last time that you were able to sign in to AOL or America Online?
It must have been many, many hours ago. It's so many hours I cannot remember the exact time, but it was many hours ago.
What happened?
Yes.
When the last time that you tried to sign on to AOL, did you receive any error messages of any sort?
Well, as I tried to sign in, I kicked the cable and the modem fell off into a bucket of water.
All right. How do you sign into AOL? What buttons did you click?
I usually just let it, and it just comes up on the screen magically. It just comes up on the screen, and I see the box, and it logs in for me.
You mean the sign-on screen?
What does a sign-on
screen?
You
mean the sign-on screen of AOL is where you can type in your screen name and then your password, and then you will have there a button which says sign on. And when you click the sign-on button, you can now get connected to AOL.
Is that the one where it says the Windows Welcome screen?
Alright, were you able to get to the Welcome screen?
I'm not too sure, I don't remember. The desktop is on just for me just now.
Can we please try to sign into AOL just to double check what exactly happened previously?
I can try.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, madam.
By the way, are you using dial-up?
What is dial-up?
Telephone line for you to connect to AOL or to the internet.
Is that the same as plugging the power cable into the phone as well?
Do you have the telephone line connected at the back of the computer?
I'm not sure if we have a telephone line at the back of the computer. It could be something else. But in fact,
Because we have two kinds of connection. The first one is modem, or basically it is known as dial-up, and the second one is high-speed.
High-speed, that sounds
pretty
good. Or broadband. Yeah, the high-speed sounds pretty good. I think it is that we have. Thank you very much, madam.
All right, are you using Windows XP?
I think it is Windows 2000 Super Professional Edition. I think it's professional.
Thank you. And do you have the AOL 9.0 Security Edition?
I don't know what that is.
All right, Jerry. Can you please go back to the sign-on screen of AOL?
Yes, I can, but I need to go and pray now, so I will need to call back again at another point. I thank you for your help. I'll have to go and put the computer in the bin and get a new one to get this to work again.
Oh, I see. So you are now using the same phone line. Correct?
I'm not sure, but I'll be putting... I'll stick the power cable into it.
All right, so Jeremy, just... call us back again.
My name is Adermi. My name is Adermi.
Oh. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, madam.
So you just have to call us back again. And then when you call back, make sure that you have the exact things or the exact error message if you would receive an error message and give that to the next technician, okay?
So that
it would be easier for us.
Is that the error message that says logging into Windows? Is that the error message?
Well, if you receive that kind of error message, it only means that you have to call your computer manufacturer because it's an error message for Windows and not for AOL.
Okay,
May I know who is your computer manufacturer or the brand of the computer?
It seems to be from Jihad International.
The brand of the computer?
Yes, it is a maker that shifted over from my home country, Jihad International. It is a computer IT company over there.
Oh, I see.
Thank you very much, madam.
Can you please look on the tower? Because sometimes there is a brand of the computer on the tower. So that I can give you their number.
I see one saying 52X24X52X. That is in the front of the computer.
How about a brand name?
Well, I see here's a sticker saying Jihad International.
Let me check on that. Well,
thank you very much, madam.
We really did not have such kind of brand name here on our end. Would there be any chance that you can find for their number? Because we don't have it here, may I just suggest that you look for that number and then call your computer manufacturer and tell them about the Windows error.
Thank you very much, madam. Well, I can call my religious director so he can give me permission to call them and I can see what I can do from there. But I do not have his number at this point in time, so I will have to get back to one of you over there for further information.
All right. Correct. Yeah. All right.
No problem. Okay. All right. Can I have your name, please?
Oh, yes. My name is Macy. M-A-C-Y.
M M-A-Y-C-T.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Again, this is me. Thank you for calling America Online, and you have a great day. You take care.
Thank you very much, madam. Goodbye.
Goodbye.